Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2021 annual female production sale, Saturday, October 9th at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma, featuring 75 registered Angus and Simmental lots, including spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall calving cows, most with calves at the side, and springbred heifers with fall yearling heifers. For more information or download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims 405-641-6081.
OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, okcwest.com, or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
Well, cattle futures struggled a bit in early trading yesterday, but finally found greater buying interest from traders as cash cattle trading began taking place. Most trading activity showed steady prices yesterday, but some trading took place a dollar higher than last week's average prices in Kansas. This is certainly nothing to write home about, but it does indicate cash will be no worse than last week. Problem of the weakness of boxed beef continues to remain. Choice cuts down $1.09. Select was down $4.87 yesterday. Hogs continue to decline as the market corrects an overbought position, as well as continued pressure from lower cash. However, there was a huge surge in cutout values Thursday, led by the $16.63 price increase of hams. Cash on the National Direct Afternoon Report down $1.25 with a weighted average of $70.01. Packers continue to have access to a readily available supply of hogs for the time being. Higher wheat prices at all three exchanges overnight, with spring wheat leading gains as it breaks out to new contract highs this week. Winter wheat contracts are well inside the previous day's range and solidly off last week's highs. The relative strength from spring wheat is impressive, as is the entire run from the lows set on September 10th. Of the three classes of wheat, there is no debate that spring wheat has the most supportive fundamentals, which should get even more supportive this winter. Mixed to higher corn prices overnight, with the front end of the curve firmer while the new crop portion of the curve is a touch weaker. December corn has closed lower for three consecutive sessions, shaving about 15 cents off from the report day highs of September 30th. The general tenure of the trade at the moment seems to be one of relative comfort toward the both supply and demand. Higher prices across the soy complex overnight, with soybeans and bean oil recovering from yesterday's lower close, while meal tries to make it two higher closes in a row. The futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 7th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Channel 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. 15,800 head to sell, 2,700 yearling steers, 2,300 yearling heifers, 5,200 weaned calves, 3,600 calves on cows, and over 600 bred stock. All the auction details available at SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 1-800-422-2117.
On the livestock futures, October live cattle up a dollar yesterday, 123.82. December up 37 cents, 128.22. October feeder cattle up 70, 156.80. November up $1.25 and 158.12. December hogs down 82 cents, 81.72. Now, Kansas City wheat, December up 4 cents, 7.45. March up 4 cents at 7.52¾. Chicago wheat, December up 1¼ at 7.46. March up 1¾ at 7.59. December corn down 5¼, 5.32¼. March down 5 cents at 5.41. November soybeans down 8½ at 12.42. January's down 8½ at 12.52½.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.